Welcome back to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. Now it's time for Quest of Hinduism. This is an interaction between you and us. Today's topic is
Ahimsa Parmo Dharma. Ahimsa Parmo Dharma is a Sanskrit phrase that was popularized by Mahatma Gandhi.
You can also call us with your comments and suggestions at 832-704-9273. Again, the number is 832-704-9273. You can join our conversation also. Give us a call.
So, Ahimsa Parmo Dharma, that's a sutra popularized by Mahatma Gandhi in recent time. However, it's been used and misused by most everybody, politicians, dharmacharyas, students, teachers, and secularists and non-secularists as well.
Unfortunately, it has been hijacked, and right. it is unfortunately, it, you know, they only use half the statement. The statement appears in Mahabharata, and the complete statement is Ahimsa Parmo Dharmaha Dharma Himsa Tathaivacha, which means that yes, ahimsa is of paramount importance, but so too is violence in the service of dharma. That is the intention. And so it is, when someone quotes only a half truth, that becomes dangerous, very dangerous. And you know, that is not the intent. The intent is actually very beautiful. The phrase is itself very beautiful, and it appears in the Mahabharata several times. And Yudhishthir and Bhishma exchange words on what it means. And so today we're going to keep it a little short. However, the intention is that hinsa and ahimsa are relative terms, and when to use what is determined by desh, kaal, which then determines duty. So the environment that one is in determines what the duty is. So ahimsa is absolutely of paramount importance, and it is meant for all creatures. So such as one becomes a vegetarian because one does not want to participate or propagate hinsa towards animals, which really cannot defend themselves. And we talked about vegetarianism on a previous episode. So ahimsa really is meant for two main things. One is to allow creatures that cannot defend themselves or that otherwise do not have the ability to defend themselves to be protected and to allow to live their own life. And then second is, it applies specifically to Brahmins that are in the sannyas ashram, and they have to control their violence, and there's a special deeper meaning to that which we really don't want to get into, and it comes from Mundak Upanishad and other Upanishads. But so when it comes to sannyasis, their order and their dharma is much higher, but it includes non-violence even by thought. So non-violence then is a very high ordeal, a very high statement, a very high and lofty goal, but it is relative. So when one speaks only of ahimsa and doesn't quote the full phrase, then one is really doing a disservice. Yes. You know, for instance, okay, we talked about desh and kaal and situation. Say you are a vegetarian, you're a Hindu, you're living in your house, and someone breaks in with full intention of harming you and your family. It would be sheer nonsense and foolishness to sit by idly and let him attack your family and yourself even, and to allow harm to come to your family. And so what ahimsa serves dharma there, then a higher dharma comes into play, which is that violence for the sake of quelling violence or higher violence or more violence then is absolutely necessary. So when you then put down the one person that can harm an entire family, that is dharma. And that is the correct intention of this phrase.
That is very true. The one you said that ahimsa parmo dharma, we know that, you know, we shouldn't kill someone or something. But what if somebody comes to your family and, you know, attacks you? You cannot tell, like, you know, raise your hands and say ahimsa parmo dharma, I cannot kill you. We have to protect ourselves also. That's what the Mahabharata says, right? Ahimsa parmo dharma. But like when somebody, some evil thought coming on you and, you know, वो हमारे पर हावी हो जाता है तो यू नो एट दैट टाइम वी हैव टू यू नो रिमूव दैट फ्रेज एंड जस्ट गो एंड डू हिंसा
करेक्ट एंड सो इट इज फॉली यू नो सो द करेक्ट स्टेटमेंट देन नॉट द हाफ स्टेटमेंट इज अहिंसा परमो धर्म धर्म हिंसा तथैव च सो when next time someone uses this hinsa nonsense, you know, it actually dilutes Hindu unity and Hindu strength, and it chills the blood where it should not. So for those who are Brahmins and those who are in the sannyas ashram, there is a higher standard that they're held accountable to. But even they can resort to violence, as Parashuram himself has demonstrated.
Right, right.
So, but for anybody who is outside the sannyas ashram, it is sheer nonsense to practice this. Now, during, you know, this was popularized by Mahatma Gandhi.
True.
And during his time, you know, it is debatable where the Satyagraha movement alone was enough to secure our
nation,
independence from yet another occupation, which was the British occupation at that time. So Satyagraha was an important movement, and civil non-obedience and civil resistance, peaceful resistance is absolutely the best way to go. But when there is nothing else left, then there will be Subhash Chandra Bose's and Bhagat Singh's and Chandrashekhar Azad and the like that will finally wrestle our independence out of the jaws of the evil that seeks to make us subservient to them.
So basically, if you can work it out without doing ahimsa, which is a good thing, but if it not, then you have to force that.
You know, Krishna himself in the Bhagavad Gita says, Arjun, you must stand up and fight. To not fight is cowardice. And then Krishna himself goes on to say in the two famous verses, Yada Yada, that he himself descends to do what? Dushto ka nash karte.
Right.
And sadhu jano ka protection karne. So he himself descends and resorts to quote-unquote violence when it is absolutely necessary to prevent further violence and further harm and further damage to society. So to sit by idly and chant,
right,
while you are being attacked is nothing but nonsense, and it has been hijacked by politicians and dharma gurus and so forth to chill the blood of everyone else who should otherwise not have their blood chilled and whose blood should rise. When you listen to the story of someone like Subhash Chandra Bose or someone like Bhagat Singh or someone like Mangal Pandey,
right,
your blood should start to boil and history is not to propagate violence, it is to learn and never make the same mistake again.
Correct.
As the Israelis themselves say, never again.
Right.
Yet we Hindus are foolish enough and we allow ourselves to be occupied again and again and again, you know. And there are stories, right, during the Mughal times and times of invasion from the west by the Muslims, you know. There's a story that I read where at a fort, a fortified fort no less, where there were soldiers, there were, I don't know, at this point, I don't remember, but thousands of people who resorted to chanting Om Namah Shivaya or something like that. And they convinced the soldiers who were protecting the walls of the fort to do the same. And so
right,
all of them chanted night and day. And what did the Muslim invaders do? They climbed, they scaled the walls of the of the fort, and they killed every person in there. Every person by tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands. And you know, the Hindu Kush mountains then, the word Kush comes from Hindu slaughter.
Mm-hmm.
So when the Muslims slaughtered Hindus wholesale, in the hundreds of thousands,
right,
they changed the name to the Hindu Kush mountains to then designate that this is where they had victory over the Hindus. And so, you know, again, we're not saying that one should resort to violence. We are saying that one must understand his duty at the time, as Krishna says.
Right.
And when it is right, you must use the pencil. And
right,
when it is time, you must put down the pencil.
Right. And use the sword.
You must use the sword. You know, Vishnu himself, Ganesh himself. You will see them
right.
adorned with shastras. So right. in one hand they have shastra, in the other hand they have shastra and flowers.
Right.
And so we have to offer the option to those that wish to harm us. You will either listen to us with shastra, with shastra, or with shastra. Your choice.
Actually, that's on us. What you know, we make them use. What we make them use. If you're being nice to them, you know they also being nice, just like you know human being. If the front person is nice to us, we being nice to them. But what if
exactly
that person you know becomes so violent? We cannot be nice to them.
No, if
the result will not be you know good with we being nice.
But the, what this really means is. Stop the unnecessary hinsa.
And all that right. And that goes back to what we said earlier. You know, and the unnecessary hinsa goes towards the planet.
Right.
And the creatures of the planet.
We see every day people walking and then they see some ant and people intentionally kill them, just step on them.
Right,
and
right.
there are other people who say, okay,
poor animals, they avoid so putting step on it.
Try yeah. to avoid that.
Right.
So we can see in everyday
that's
life.
That's also you know, a good example of ahimsa, paramo dharma. You know, we shouldn't kill someone without any reason.
Right.
Just like animals and those.
You know, not the rishis tell you that you must think of vano, not
right.
pair. So you do not think of the tree, you think of the forest.
Forest, right.
And any tree that you take down must be justified.
Right.
And you must replant other trees.
Other
so
trees,
even,
right.
So even a plant in right. Hindu culture cannot be taken down without first some serious thought being put into it
right.
as to why are you doing this hinsa. And so when you cannot harm someone by thought, by deed, by action, and by process, then it is ahimsa. But remember, it is a relative term. It is not an absolute term.
Absolute
and it cannot
term.
Be
right.
taken out of context because the true context is Mahabharat. And the Gita comes from the center of the Mahabharat.
True, true. And you know, we even see all kathas about Vishnu and Ram, right? Ram is one of the, I would say, the best and humble person we used to have.
Mariyada,
I just mean in a human being.
Maryada
Purushottam, right. So that's what he used to do, you know, he's trying to limit everything, you know, when he went to, you know, kill Ravan, you know, he tried a lot of ways and a lot of people to, you know, let's compromise, let's
correct.
Be on the fair position. But if not, Ram cannot say that, no, I am, you know, the part of the Vishnu, I cannot go and kill Ravan and all that. So in that case, he had to go there and, you know, do what he was not, you know, wanted to do.
Correct.
And that is what, you know, that comes.
So he yes, himself established.
We have a caller with some opinion and wants to make a comment.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Thank you. Namaste to all the members of Vasanathan Hindu Center program and all the listeners. My name is Devika Patel. I would like to participate in this discussion about Ahimsa Paramo Dharma. The ahimsa paramo dharma is when you are not harming somebody from your side with bad intention. That is the ahimsa paramo dharma. But the independence we got from Britisher, even though Gandhiji had done satyagraha, it was going for about 30, 40 years and still not giving any results. And Britisher were not budging in. Only time they budge in after Second World War, they had depleted so much their resources, human power, to control the world under their command. And India was doing this satyagraha agitation. But the last straw, which was blown to the Britishers, was the revolt done by the Indian Navy. Britishers were controlling India through the police force and armed forces under their command, which were all Indians. They were only 50, 60,000 people ruling the India. But all these resources at their hand were Indian, and they were cooperating with them. But finally, the Navy, who has arms and ammunition, police forces only, not much arms, but they revolted. And then Britishers saw the light that we would not be able to control if we don't have a armed forces at our command in India. And then they started giving in and gave us independence. So Gandhiji Satyagraha, yes, it had agitated for a long time. People were with them, but still the control was in the hands of police and the armed forces, which started weakening towards British, and that's why we got the independence. So when needed, you have to use for your own protection, for your own good or your own country, arms, you have to take up arms and fight. And that is what in Gita, Sri Krishna had said to Arjuna. And I see this anomaly with it, and we should always follow that now with the terrorism attacking everybody from every direction. You cannot do ahimsa. You have to fight. You have to fight with arms and ammunition, with full might, and defeat it. Then only you can survive, otherwise you cannot survive.
That is correct. You cannot just make somebody kill you and just wait for it.
Yeah, then you won't be no mayor. We can see now what's going on in the country, in the world. It's a very, very serious and very dangerous situations everywhere. So we have to protect ourselves, and we have to protect ourselves with arms and ammunition as much as our command, and acquire more. And we have to destroy that forces which are coming towards us to destroy us. And ahimsa paramo dharma doesn't work there. And we should not be trying to profess that no, we have to fight and survive and won that battle. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. I'm so glad you raised that point, because that is exactly the point that we were trying to make. Listeners, please, if you have any questions or comments, or you'd like to join in the discussion, please call us here at the studio, 832-704-9273. Let's continue the discussion. I'm going to abstract quickly from an article written by Chinmaya Mission UK. And the author here writes that personally he's no advocate of violence, but violence has its rightful place, and life does not preclude death. The average Indian has been molded into a particular national mentality of tolerance. The attitude is shaped by a pattern of ideologies and moralities that have been preached through our national literature. And unfortunately, the Bhagavad Gita has been ignored. Nonviolence really is not the greatest dharma. In service of dharma, even violence is important. This half-truth has actually sapped both the initiative and energy of the Hindus in their millions. And instead of making us irresistible moral giants that we used to be in Krishna's time and Rajaram's time, we have been reduced to poltroons and cowards. By the way, these are the words of Chinmaya Mission UK. And banking on this cowardly resignation of the majority, the handful of fanatics who have been perpetrating crimes have taken over all this and have instilled such nonsense into our thinking, into our day-to-day thinking. So, we have to take this in the correct context, and that is why we brought up this topic. So, let us continue the discussion. One more second of this, I want to talk about our final independence according to our Shastras. We each as Hindus have a very strong platform to seek our final independence. And a final independence from what? Final independence from this Trigunatmik, Panch Mahabhuti, Maya. And so at the end of the day, it is the platform of Sanatan Dharma, the land and the culture of Hindus, rishis and yogis, that allows us this supreme vichar of self and God realization. But that only comes from a position of power, never from a position of weakness or cowardice. So ahimsa paramo dharma, then, if we are to each realize our supreme goal and to realize Krishna, we must abide by the correct thoughts of what Sanatan Dharma intends.
That's very true.
If you have any comments or suggestions, give us a call. Number is 832-704-9273. 9273, and we're talking about Ahimsa Paramo Dharma.
Next week's topic, just inform our listeners, so which is the
overused phrase, again, Satyameva Jayate. So we will discuss that next week, listeners.
Then that is the slogan adopted by Government of India as well. Of course, the Ahimsa was also in the background when we accepted the Ashok Chakra.
Right. Yeah, it's also been accepted by our Government of India in certain extent because of the Mahatma Gandhi. And same with Satyameva Jayate, you know, in terms of the law and order thing.
But see, just as the caller pointed out, some of these things are being used, many of these things are being used out of context, and it is making us weak.
And so that we'll brings another point about Ahimsa is, you know, the Buddhist, Ashok adopted the Buddhist Dharma. He was very violent before that. But even however, after that, Buddhist has fought many wars.
Correct.
Yeah. The only problem with these two slogans are, you know, they have been used as obsolete. They haven't been used as just like Ahimsa Paramo Dharma cannot be, you know, applicable to every situation.
No.
But, you know, everybody follows as absolute, and that's what the thing seems to be understood.
It is when it is convenient for them, they always will use Ahimsa Paramo Dharma.
Rakesh, right. you just nailed it. You know, it is the politicians, the netas, the so-called netas that have been planted there. You know, and we were discussing earlier the McAlloys and so forth, you know, the British implants. But that's another day's discussion.
Right.
मेरा रंग दे बसंती चोला मेरा रंग दे बसंती चोला ओए रंग दे बसंती चोला माए रंग दे बसंती चोला ओ मेरा रंग दे बसंती चोला मेरा रंग दे बसंती चोला ओए रंग दे बसंती चोला माए रंग दे बसंती चोला निकले इस देश की खातिर बस इतना अरमान है
दम निकले इस देश की खातिर बस इतना अरमान है एक बार इस राह में मरना सौ जन्मों के समान है
देख के वीरों की कुर्बानी अपना दिल भी बोला मेरा रंग दे बसंती चोला ओ मेरा रंग दे बसंती चोला मेरा रंग दे बसंती चोला ओए रंग दे बसंती चोला माए रंग दे बसंती चोला
चोले को पहन शिवाजी खेले अपनी जान पे
जिस चोले को पहन शिवाजी खेले अपनी जान पे जिसे पहन झांसी की रानी मिट गई अपनी आन पे
आज उसी को
पहन के निकला आज उसी को पहन के निकला हम मस्तों का टोला मेरा रंग दे बसंती चोला
ओ मेरा रंग दे बसंती चोला
मेरा रंग दे बसंती चोला ओए रंग दे बसंती चोला माए रंग दे बसंती चोला ओ मेरा रंग दे बसंती चोला मेरा रंग दे बसंती चोला ओए रंग दे बसंती चोला माए
रंग दे बसंती चोला।
You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on the radio K-Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on the internet at www.sanatanhinducenter.org and by selecting the radio button on the top. When it's live, it will be blinking. Smartphone users can download TuneIn app and search for 106.1 FM. We were talking about Ahimsa Paramo Dharma. If you have any comments or suggestions, give us a call, 832-704-9273. And today we were playing mostly the patriotic songs for India's Independence Day.
तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। जहाँ डाल डाल पर सोने की चिड़िया करती है बसेरा, वो भारत देश है मेरा, वो भारत देश है मेरा।
जहाँ डाल डाल पर सोने की चिड़िया करती है बसेरा, वो भारत देश है मेरा, वो भारत देश है मेरा।
जहाँ सत्य अहिंसा और धर्म का पग पग लगता डेरा, वो भारत देश है मेरा, वो भारत देश है मेरा। जहाँ सूरज सबसे पहले आकर डाले अपना फेरा, वो भारत देश है मेरा, वो भारत देश है मेरा। जहाँ गंगा जमुना कृष्णा और कावेरी बहती जाए, जहाँ उत्तर दक्षिण पूरब पश्चिम को अमृत पिलवाए, ये अमृत पिलवाए, कहीं ये जल फल और फूल उगाए, केसर कहीं बिखेरा, वो भारत देश है मेरा, वो भारत देश है मेरा।
Thank you. दिवाली की जगमग है होली के कहीं मेले रंग और हंसी खुशी का चारों है घेरा वो भारत देश है मेरा वो भारत देश है मेरा
जहां डाल डाल पर सोने की चिड़िया करती है बसेरा वो भारत देश है मेरा वो भारत देश है
प्रेम की बंसी जहाँ बजाता आए शाम सवेरा वो भारत देश है मेरा वो भारत देश है मेरा जहाँ सत्य अहिंसा और धर्म का पग पग लगता डेरा वो भारत देश है मेरा वो भारत देश है मेरा
कर चले हम फिदा जानो तन साथियों अब तुम्हारे हवाले वतन साथियों कर चले हम फिदा जान तन साथियों अब तुम्हारे हवाले वतन साथियों कर चले हम फिदा जान तन साथियों अब तुम्हारे हवाले वतन साथियों सांस थमती गई नब्ज जमती गई फिर भी बढ़ते कदम को न रुकने दिया कट गए सर हमारे तो कुछ गम नहीं सर हिमालय का हमने न झुकने दिया मरते मरते रहा बाग बन साथियों अब तुम्हारे हवाले वतन साथियों कर चले हम फिदा जान तन साथियों अब तुम्हारे हवाले वतन साथियों कसम बहुत है मगर जान देने की रुत रोज आती नहीं, हुस्न और इश्क दोनों को रुसवा करे वो जवानी जो खून में नहाती नहीं। आज धरती बनी है दुल्हन साथियों, अब तुम्हारे हवाले वतन साथियों, कर चले हम विदा जान तन साथियों, अब तुम्हारे हवाले वतन साथियों। राह कुर्बानियों की ना वीरान हो, तुम सजाते ही रहना नए काफिले, फतेह का जश्न इस जश्न के बाद है, जिंदगी मौत से मिल रही है गले, बांध लो अपने सर से कफन साथियों, अब तुम्हारे हवाले वतन साथियों, कर चले हम फिदा जान तन साथियों, अब तुम्हारे हवाले वतन साथियों। खेच दो अपने मुँह से जमी पर लगी, इस तरफ आने पाए न रावण कोई, तोड़ दो हाथ अगर हाथ उठने लगे, छूने पाए न सीता का दामन कोई, राम भी तुम ही लक्ष्मण साथियों, अब तुम्हारे हवाले वतन साथियों, कर चले हम फिदा जान तन साथियों, अब तुम्हारे हवाले वतन साथियों, अब तुम्हारे हवाले वतन साथियों, अब तुम्हारे हवाले वतन साथियों।
So you heard the song Ab Tumhare Hawale Watan Saathiyo. So they left the Watan for us and fighting. So we were talking about Ahimsa Parmo Dharma.
It is a best song that fits to our situation today.
Exactly.
Soldiers said, you know, they fought as much as they could, you know, but they tell that, you know, I'm not the only person who's going to fight against all these issues. Everyone has to raise their hand, everyone has to raise themselves and fight against this thing. Because those things, whatever is going on, it is not correct. It is not, not according to what it's supposed to be.
It's basically taken out of context.
Context,
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So what we need to do, learn from that song, is right. We need to continue there.
Right.
They left, need to continue they left, what they sacrificed for.
They exactly. Left the country for us free and clear. Our duty is to keep it that way.
Yes, right. And including removing netas and white topis and dhotis that masquerade as Hindus and have absolutely no Hindutva in them, or even Deshbhakt, you know, whether they're Hindus or not. If they're not Deshbhakt, they really have no right being there.
Exactly.
So.
कहते भी गए आजादी के परवाने, जीना तो उसी का जीना है, जो मरना वतन पे जाने।
कसम तेरी राहों में जहाँ तक लुटा जाएंगे फूल क्या चीज है तेरे कदमों पे हम भेंट अपने सरों की चढ़ा जाएंगे ऐ वतन हमको तेरी कसम तेरी राहों में जहाँ तक लुटा जाएंगे ऐ वतन कोई पंजाब से कोई महाराष्ट्र से कोई यूपी से है कोई बंगाल से कुछ भी सही पर लगन एक है जोत से जोत दिल की जगा जाएंगे ऐ वतन हमको तेरी कसम तेरी राहों में जा तक लुटा जाएंगे ऐ वतन उस नजर को झुका के ही दम लेंगे हम तेरी जान उठी जो कहर की नजर उस नजर को झुका के ही दम लेंगे हम तेरी धरती पे है जो कदम गैर का उस कदम का निशान तक मिटा देंगे हम
उस कदम का निशान तक मिटा देंगे हम
जो भी दीवार आएगी अब सामने ठोकरों से उसे हम गिरा जाएंगे
ऐ वतन हमको तेरी कसम तेरी राहों में जा तक लुटा जाएंगे
दीन दयालु दीन दानी हो वेद पुराण का ते जग जानत दीन दयालु दीन दानी हो कहीं आवत बलि जाऊं मन हूं मेरी कहीं आवत बलि जाऊं मन हूं मेरी बार बिसारे बानी हो अपनों कबहूं करी जानी हो अपनों कबहूं करी आरत दीन अनाथन के हित मानत लौकिक कानी हो
This radio show is supported by listeners like you and by Sanatan Hindu Center, which arranges funeral and cremation services in the Hindu traditional way. Call 832-361-0625 or 832-704-9273 and we'll take care of your cremation needs. We appreciate your continuous patronage. A big thank you to you, all artists, producers, and publishers for allowing your production to be utilized on Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. We'll meet you next Sunday at 9 a.m. on KBreeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM, which is HD3, or by logging on to www.sanatanhinducenter.org or by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone and search for KBreeze 106.1 FM. Have a blissful week ahead by grace of Lord. God bless all of us, United States of America, Bharat and planet Earth.
Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Now it's time for the welfare, Kalyan, Mangalam of all.
Mangala, 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 Mang माला।